Hey guys, and welcome to the Personal Growth Podcast. My name is Jack Stafford, and it is a pleasure to be doing this podcast with you guys. And I'm recording this episode off the back of a little break going home, which I can be very grateful and blessed to say is France. But this podcast is all about the lessons I learned of completely deleting my social media and email. I was getting to a point where I wasn't burning out at all before going on this little break. But I knew if I wasn't going to take a break, then it was going to brew. So I was thinking, right, let's cut away from social media and my Gmail. Let's see the difference that it makes compared to when I go away and I don't come away from my social media and email. Because the last holiday I did go on, I didn't cut away from my social media. And I must admit, I came back not feeling fully recharged. I felt great going away. But I wanted to then be like, actually, let's have a comparison. Let's see if there is a big difference when I do completely cut away from social media and delete my Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, whatnot, and my emails. And emails is a big one as well, because we have a habit often of checking our emails all the time. But actually, it's a not healthy relationship when you're always checking something, because half the time, if it's going to be really important, someone will get hold of you by phone or text message. So the key lessons that I learned whilst going away, I really want to share with you guys, because I cannot begin to describe, on the first day of cutting away from my social media, my subconscious being, the deep parts of my being cut off. And because of that, I switched off so much faster. On the first day, I felt very sleepy and tired, but I knew it was just my body shutting down. And usually it takes me a couple of days for that to happen, for that reset to almost take place, because I'm not fully switched off while my social media's on in the background. But the first day of this little break I had, I just shut down as soon as I turned off my social media before going on the flight. And then for 2 days, I was catching up on sleep, napping, and I was thinking, wow, like my body and my brain were in sync, knowing this is you completely recharging. And that was all because of my social media not being present. I didn't ever once look at it. And the benefit that I've felt, guys, coming back is why I wanted to share with you guys, like, the lessons I've learned. Because when I came back and I re-downloaded my social media, and now I'm back on it, I've just realized the powerful effects that we all should implement for our mental and emotional health and have a healthier relationship with social media and our email. So, lesson number one, nothing really happens on social media. Because there's a big fear that this whole thing of FOMO, fear of missing out, if we don't have social media, we feel like we're going to be missing out on everything and we're not going to be keeping up to date with what's going on and we don't know what our friends are up to. But anyway, the way that the algorithms are done, I don't know about you guys, but I never see my friends' posts anyway, because the algorithm's done in such a Instagram complex way that sometimes I can't get my head around. But it only shows the most relevant stuff, and that could be from maybe inspirational pages you follow or models you follow, I don't know. But accounts which could be damaging to your mental health, could be inspiring, but are accounts that are most likely not going to be your friends, unless you don't follow many people, which is probably a very good thing, to be honest. But the whole fear of missing out is, we're not missing out on anything. When you come away from social media and then re-downloading it, I just realized nothing actually goes on. Because when I came back, not like I was expecting like all these notifications and messages. It's not like that at all. But I was expecting a little bit more activity. And actually nothing significant happened. And it really did make me realize, if someone wants to get in contact with you, if it is really important, then they will message you, or they will call you. Or they will message you to say, call me, or I need to speak to you. And the importance of that, guys, is when you are trying to have some time to recharge and to disconnect, whoever you're with, if you're with your family, your friends. You want to be with them in the moment because life is so precious. And because life is so precious, we want to be in this very moment. So when you're on holiday, you don't want to be always checking your social media because you're putting your attention and emphasis of focus away from what really matters and what really matters in life in general. But when you're on holiday, especially when you need to cut off, is just enjoying every single moment for what it is, because you don't know when the next holiday might come. You don't know if you might go back to the same place. Who knows? It depends on if you go to the same place consistently or not. That's irrelevant when it comes to this. You do not know if you can enjoy that moment as it is ever again, because life is uncertain. We don't know what is around the corner. If we relate that to current affairs right now, you know, I'm talking into this podcast where Shane Warne's died 2 days ago. And Shane Warne, one of the best cricketer of all time, in my opinion, an idol, but suddenly dying of a heart attack, you know, at the age of 52, guys. A, that's just too young to be dying. But B, it really puts things into perspective. Think of Shane Warne's family, his kids, his wife. They must be shattered. Their worlds must have come crashing down, and they have woken up in a horrible dream. And it makes you realize that nothing is certain. So when we are on holiday, when we are switching off, the whole idea of coming away from social media, it just allows you to detox your mind, that digital detox, to come away from any toxic energy and preserve your energy and actually focus your energy into the present moment with your loved ones. Could be even by yourself. If you go on holiday by yourself, A, I salute you. I think that's incredibly powerful. But also, you can just really focus on you. No one else. Because when we come away from social media, guys, it's a time to regenerate our energy. Energy is limited. We don't have unlimited amounts of energy. You know, we give energy to our friends, to our family, to our work, to our hobbies, whatnot. But we can't give 100% everywhere. There is some compromise somewhere, you know. So when you regenerate that energy, when you are on holiday, cutting away from social media allows you to spend less on stuff that doesn't matter when you're away. And it allows you to spend more on what really matters right in front of you. So that's lesson number one. Nothing ever happens. Number two, and I've kind of touched on this before, but when you cut away from social media, I did learn that the fact that my subconscious mind, the deepest parts of my being, knew I was disconnected, because I deleted it. My brain and my body, my physical being and my mental being and emotional being, was so aligned that I could switch off easier. Because sometimes we know when you go on holiday, it takes a couple of days to switch off. And I've realized this. It's because when I haven't deleted social media, it's because my mental and emotional being are not aligned with my physical. So my physical being may be absolutely shattered. I might be drained from working long hours and early starts, and you guys might be the same. But you're still switched on because you might be checking your email still, or you're checking your Instagram where you're still thinking of looking at maybe business pages or trying to check in on everyone else and actually focusing away from what you're doing. You're still switched on. You're not 100% switching off. And because your body and your being are just completely out of alignment. And I think that's a really important concept to understand. And that's what, and I'm just saying this, guys, from personal experience. You guys might be different, but I'm saying this from personal experience. My relationship with social media is a healthy one compared to what it was, but also it is intense because I'm on social media a lot, posting stories, whatnot, all of this stuff. You might have a completely different relationship with social media, but even so, I think for our mental health, it is important to start scheduling breaks away from social media. And this leads on to my lesson number three. The emphasis of cutting away from social media and your emails does make you realize that you're not dependent on it. And it gives you that sense of control, knowing you can do it. So then it gives you more discipline when it comes to your social media, the fact that you're not always glued to your screens. Because we're living in a society where we are on our phones so much, and it's addictive. It is so addictive. And it's actually just being aware of that, but also having control of it. Because when you don't have control of it, this is when problems occur. This is when we do constantly compare ourselves to other people. This is when we attach a sense of worth onto social media with, oh my God, I need a certain following, or oh, I need a certain amount of likes. We start to lose control without ourselves realizing it. So when you come away from social media and delete the apps and have just some complete time to yourself, and when you're on holiday with your loved ones or wherever you're by yourself, you give that impetus of, I do have control of my social media. So I know that I can now set healthy boundaries with it. And action steps, guys, if you need to start setting healthier boundaries with your social media, you can set a time limit on your Instagram, for example, which tells you how many hours you spent. And once it gets to the certain limit, it tells you, right, you've spent your limit for today. So it brings awareness into it. And then you can realize, if I've set this intention of being on my social media for an hour and a half today, do I really need to go on it anymore once that timer comes up? It just starts to create that friction so you can then break that habit. And that's a really good way of breaking bad habits, is by creating more friction to coming away from encouraging the habit. Because if we don't set the timer, we just encourage and we feed that negative habit more. Whereas when we bring a bit of friction into it and a bit of resistance, we can actually break that negative habit more easily, because we become more aware. And that's a very good thing to do. But another little thing you can do, guys, to come away from social media is also no phones after, say, 9 o'clock or 9:30, depending what time you go to bed. But every single day at 9 o'clock, I put my phone away from social media. I do not touch it, because I know nothing goes on after a certain time. Nothing ever goes on, as I've just explained earlier in this podcast. But after 9 o'clock, it's just going to affect my sleep. My mind's going to be wandering. And I'm sure we've all been there when it takes us ages to get to sleep, when our mind is just going like a time ticking bomb, and it's going and going, and you're thinking about so many different things. And so much of that comes from light stimulation in your brain, because your brain thinks you're awake from hormonal processes going on. But also, when you're maybe posting something, when you're looking at something, you then start to think, your focus goes onto social media and what posts you've just seen and all of this. And this is what keeps us up. So when you have that limit, a boundary of, right, no social media after 9, you'd be like, I can spend some time to actually feel my well-being, you know, allow me to switch off more by reading a book or listening to a podcast, all these sort of things. So those are two really effective ways, guys, to cut away from social media and being more aware when you know you've had good boundaries with your social media. So those are two really important lessons that I've learned, guys. And the last lesson I've learned is social media kills quality time. When we look back on our life, we want to look back on our life and we want to be in that space of, when I was with my loved ones, you know, I was really with them. I appreciated and treasured my moments with them. And I wasn't always looking at my phone, and I wasn't actually being away from who I was with. Because when we're always looking out and seeking that external validation from people, or always checking what's out there, that because of the fear of missing out. And as we say, like, we don't know what's around the corner. We want to look back on our life knowing we made the most of those moments, making the most of those moments with our most loved ones. Because when things like Shane Warne tragically passing away, or someone you know maybe getting a cancer scare, it just brings everything into perspective, and it makes you think, what is the most important thing in my life? what means the most to me. And you hold on to that and you want to treasure that. So if that's your family, if that's your friends, if that's going on holiday by yourself, whatever it is, if it's reading, whatever it is, going on the beach, you name it, guys, whatever means matters most to you. You want to enjoy every single moment and treasure it and realize how grateful we are for those moments, because there are so many people out there who won't get those moments. And social media takes that away from us. So when you cut away from social media, you can come away from that holiday and be like, I was really present. And even if you are a little bit bored, boredom's good, guys. This is another podcast entirely, but boredom is good. Because we're so distracted with social media, we need to start becoming less distracted by social media and becoming more bored. Because boredom creates creativity. And we don't want social media to take away those precious moments from our loved ones being away. Even if you're by yourself, those precious moments that you might never get again. So guys, those were three incredibly important lessons that I've learned. One, well, they kind of interlink, to be fair. But the first two is your subconscious mind switches off. So your body and your mind are in alignment. So you can find it so much easier to switch off. Also, nothing happens. Nothing ever happens on social media. There is the FOMO. This is just a story we create in ourselves. And also, social media takes away from our precious moments. And our precious moments are enjoyed the most when we're ever present. And those were three really powerful things that now I've come back, I feel incredibly energized. I feel like I had a proper holiday, and that's all because I managed to recharge from deleting my social media and my email. So guys, if you have any questions about some of the stuff that we've spoken about, even some little pointers and tips that you can do to have a better relationship with your social media, please implement them. They make a huge difference to your mental and emotional health. They've made a massive difference to mine, and that's why I'm sharing them with you guys. But if you do have any questions, feel free to message me on my Instagram, jackstaffordpt, or send me an email, jackstaffordpt@gmail.com. And as always, guys, if you really like listening to this podcast, feel free to rate and review it on Apple or Spotify. Because if you feel like this has been a benefit to you, doing that will get it out to more people so they can benefit too. But until next time, guys, have a fantastic week. And if you have any questions, give me a message.